time now for the next installment of our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. We welcome in Mike Laub, Avon Superintendent. Mike, as always, we appreciate the time today. How are you?
Great, Andy. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, a lot of great things and a lot of exciting things happening in the Avon school system right now. I want to dive into something really cool taking place this weekend, the Empty Bowls fundraiser. What are the details and what makes this such a great event?
It's a great event because it's another philanthropic effort that our students get involved in. Empty Bowls is a fundraiser that its purpose is to help fight hunger in the area. And, you know, we love our students being involved in things that are outside of the classroom, just make them better people, and we think that service does that. So Empty Bowls is this Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 2. It's over at the American Legion Post in Avon Lake on Walker Road. And Avon's involvement is, you know, our local high school students, not just Avon, but other high schools, their students make ceramic bowls, and then some different soups from different vendors are available at the event. And then there's some live entertainment that also goes along and some raffles. And we're a school district that gives some bowls that we made, and we also have our Avon Electric Orchestra play at the event.
Very, very cool stuff. And it's one of many great things where the students really get involved and do some wonderful things. And speaking of which, you guys have what are called Kindness Eagle winners. And, you know, what is this award exactly, and how does this all work?
Well, again, it's exactly what it sounds like, actually. So for some of our little ones, you know, we do a lot of academic things as a school district, which we're very proud of what we do. But we don't stop there. We think it's very important to teach our students the value of kindness. That's a theme in our school district. We want our students to understand what that means and what that looks like. And so we reward it. Our teachers recognize students within their classroom who, you know, they help others, they're kind to others, they pick each other up and function as a team in the classroom, and so they recognize them for that and have some in-classroom rewards for them.
And it seems like each one of your schools really has something similar going on. There are a lot of cool themes that go on at every single one of your schools. At the middle school, you have something called the asset theme for October. So what's this asset theme all about?
Well, each month, Dr. Kohler has been at our middle school as our school principal for quite a while, and he helped bring the asset theme idea to light for us. And the asset theme for October is respect. So each month there's a different theme, and when you hear the word respect, what does that mean? And it's not just respect to others, but it's also respecting yourself. And I think everybody understands some of the hardest years of a young person's life are those middle school years. Lots of stuff going on. And again, academics are part of it, but really we want to help guide students through the other things that go along with growing up. And so respect for yourself as much as respect for others is a big focus of that theme.
Avon Superintendent Mike Laub joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Well, I know this already took place, but I've got to ask you about Jim Basketball Jones. What was he doing at Avon East earlier this week?
No, it's awesome. He's been here a couple times now, and he's got a great message. It talks about, again, over at Avon East, that's our first and second grade building, he's talking about kindness, patient listening, choices and consequences, and perseverance. And he does it in a manner that is extremely interactive, and he does a piece for our students during the day, and then we have an option where the students can come back with parents in the evening. And the message is awesome, and the interactive nature of what he does again, is it's a really nice touch. So we enjoy having him here.
I would imagine, too, that that's got to be really cool for both the students and the parents as well. You know, what kind of reaction do you usually get after he comes in? You mentioned that the message is pretty cool and it's something the kids really have a lot to take away from. What kinds of reactions do you get from the parents and the students after something like this?
You know, you can tell when a speaker or a program is good because of the energy that people leave the program with, and the thank yous and the compliments. And, you know, as parents, parenting, as you know, is not some you know, there's no book that tells everybody how to parent each individual child. So our job is to help throw things out there that are ideas that people can use when it comes to raising kids and having productive conversations and teaching those lifelong skills. And when you can put kids and parents together in a setting and get some common verbiage, and you can have the opportunity for them to experience something fun together, you simply grow from it. So we get a lot of compliments, and I'm certainly appreciative of that.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's something that both parents and kids and even some of the administrators and the teachers as well have a heck of a lot of fun with.
Well,
You guys also work with the Avon Police Department on the Teen Home Alone Project. Now, what all is involved with this project?
Well, that's kind of a cool. We have a great partnership with the safety forces in Avon. You know, safety is a conversation in our school district all the time, not just when bad things are happening. And safety is several different levels of safety. So this one deals with the idea of I'm a parent and I'm going away for the weekend, or I'm going away on a business trip, and I'm going to leave my teenagers home alone. And what there is there's a form online that you can fill out and give it to the police department, basically saying, hey, want to make you aware that I've got teenagers in the house and we're going to leave them home alone. And we want you to know about that. And we're giving you our permission to pop in and make sure everything's safe. So it's just another item on the list of things we partner with our police department to do to help keep our community and our kids safe.
What are some of the other programs in which you partner with all of the Avon Safety Services and Avon Law Enforcement? Because I know this is one of many things that you work together with.
Absolutely. Our district safety plan has to be approved by the Office of Homeland Security, and we don't write that plan in isolation. We have the police and fire department right there with us. And when we do our safety drills, whether it's an evacuation drill or a lockdown drill, even fire and tornado drills, we have the safety forces there, and they're there to provide us feedback. So when we have the drill happening, they're walking around and they're giving us feedback on what went well, what didn't go well, what we could do to get better. And then, of course, as things in our lives unfold, you know, when we see the tragic events on the news and things like that, we also want to react to that and make sure that whatever we can learn from that, we can implement something to help prevent things like that happening in our school district. And so we meet annually with the safety forces anyhow, but then anytime an event occurs, we also have a meeting to say, okay, what did we learn? So they're great partners, Andy. They really are. We're fortunate to live in a city and work in a city where we have a great relationship with the city and our safety forces.
Mike, that's become a necessity, it seems like, in this day and age, to have that communication, that two-way communication between yourselves and the safety departments, hasn't it?
It is. And, you know, people forget this. Our first job in school is safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, teaching and learning is important, learning, of course, being the focus. But, you know, we have so many more things to teach kids than what's, you know, we're measured on and assessed on. You know, we're raising young people, and we're doing that in conjunction with our community and their parents. And it's so important to have a good community school relationship as well as a homeschool relationship. But when it comes to safety, yeah, that conversation has definitely changed since I started my career.
And going back to the Teen Home Alone safety project that you guys do, from that aspect, you mentioned that that's something you guys work through with the police force. How does a parent register for something like that? Is it through you or the police themselves?
The form's online. They can actually get that from the police department, or they can get it. You know, we have a link on our website in our parent resources section where they can go on, they can download the form, fill it out.
Good stuff. Well, you know, from the Empty Bowls fundraiser to Basketball Jones, you guys are doing a lot of great things in the Avon school system. No question about that. Mike, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by and joining us, and we look forward to doing this again soon.
I appreciate you having me, guys. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Mike. You do the same. Again, that's Mike Laub, Avon Superintendent, joining us on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products that the world uses every day.